This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how discomfort can equal growth. So I recently had the pleasure of attending a book signing by Steve Pinderton, the author of A Chance in the World. And if you haven't heard about Steve's story, it is an amazing story of triumph. So Steve has a very difficult childhood. His mother was an alcoholic. He was raised in an abusive foster home. And during the Q&A session, someone in the audience asked Steve if there was anything about his life that he could change, what would it be? Now, if you were sitting there, you might think that he would gravitate to changing something in his childhood. But he went on to say that his only regret in life was staying too long in a place where he had stopped learning and stop growing. And I thought his statement was just profound because sometimes we can become nestled into the comforts of everyday life and we equate what feels good and normal to living a good life. But remember, we want to live purposefully too. And sometimes this means that we'll have to stretch ourselves and challenge ourselves and endure some discomfort until we reach that next level. So let's let the author's words remind us not to settle for mediocrity, but to strive and stretch towards God's purpose, which might feel discomfort in the beginning, but that's a good thing. And so these are the words that I want us to cling to. Forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:14. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, don't dwell too long in your comfort zone.